Skip Kelly. An Austin police officer was killed and another one wounded early Saturday morning responding to a hostage situation. The officer went to a house to free people being held and the suspect opened fire. The suspect was shot and killed at the scene, Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson told reporters.
I'd also like to highlight the incredible bravery displayed by our officers day in and day out. I could not be more proud of their heroic actions.
Two hostages were found dead, a third escaped, and another injured officer is expected to recover. Election offices in various states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all these envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, Washington, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office through an initial test. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported that the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. In California, officials confirmed the interception of two envelopes before they could reach election facilities. Uncle Sam still wants you, and you can be a little bit older.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year. I'm Corey Myers.
Holiday spending is expected to reach record levels this year, with the National Retail Federation projecting November and December sales to reach $960 billion or more. The NRF credits this to the strong financial position of most American households, forecasting a growth rate of 3-4% compared to 2022. This aligns with the pre-pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has stated that his country does not aim to govern Gaza once the war concludes. President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. Republicans have alleged that the president has engaged in unlawful profit from his family's foreign business dealings. Following a series of accidents, including incidents involving pedestrians, Cruise is initiating a recall of its entire fleet of robo-taxis.
The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was hit by a human-driven vehicle, then a Cruise vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the pedestrian. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
For the second consecutive week, mortgage rates have dropped. Data from Freddie Mac indicates that this week's decrease amounts to a quarter of a percentage point compared to the previous week. This reduction marks the most significant drop since the previous year. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-4975. That's 800-284-9275.